feel me? About to get in my Joe Budden bag, feel me? Mic check. We in here, man. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling, man?
Feel good. I'm excited.
Oh, man. Glass in here. I'm in here. This guy some shit that ain't been here. A whole lot of shit that ain't mad. Jody in here. Ain't in here. Forget the cameraman name, but he ain't here.
Nigga, don't tell me what you want. Think you calling shots, I make a call. Nigga, get you gone. Knew that was a girl, but she a hoe. And her pussy so. Sound like macaroni in a bowl. When she mix it up.
Knew I was gonna put it in a song. We ain't get the fuck. Think about it when you leave her home. Where she really at? Probably got location.
Boom, what's up, y'all? We back in here. Feels so good to be back at the Cash Sound Lab. Facts, check them out. I'm sweating. Oh, man, it feels good to be back, man. How y'all doing today? Glass in here.
My name is Glassford Crossfield.
I hate this guy. man, who else we got in here? Who else we got in here?
Yo, you know who's the greatest rapper of all time? Yeah, Brooks, man. Yeah. Straight out of Queens.
Okay. Man. Y'all pull the mic closer. Feel me?
I'm just a guy, Jody.
Just a guy, Jody. Who
simple introduction.
We got Famous Mike in the building.
Famous Mike. We got the Room 3228 podcast in here.
Okay, room 3228, yeah.
Oh, man. Who's in here? Who's in here?
Hi, I'm Chanel.
Hey, I'm Anne Marie.
I'm Anita.
And we're the girls of Room 3228.
Ooh, that's an intro right there. All right. That's a nice intro.
That's how we do it.
I like how we all real friendly right now, because this is about to get real heated in a second. Word. Feel me? But before we hop in. man, you see, I already took my jacket off. So let me
take your side on the table.
Yo, all right,
where you want to sit?
Before we kick it off, y'all know it's gonna get real nice in here, real spicy. If y'all got something to say, make sure y'all speak into the mic, speak loudly and clearly. Our listeners, they always yell at us for bad audio and stuff like that. But yo, if you stuck with us this far, we really thank you for tuning in and being with us and hanging and stuff like that. Shout out to our sponsors at Box Water.
Box.
Shout out to our sponsors at Box Waterman. Thank y'all for supporting us, being with us, sending us packages, this, that, and the third. We got a new partnership with Wrist Drops. They sent us a package.
Wrist.
Yeah, for me. Everything taking off, man. Everything taking off. We got some big, real big news coming up. Our YouTube page taking off. We starting that Saturday. We start our first recording on Saturday, Times Square. So tune in for that. Yo, shout out to our queens around the world. White queens, black queens.
Hispanic
queens, Asian queens, Indian queens, whatever queens, for me, everybody, yo. And lastly, this is a really long intro. Lastly, for me, I know we just. Now I got the headphones, so I can hear everything. Now, so boom, yo. Lastly, this is for me. We still trying to figure this podcasting thing out. So for me, ease up on us, for me. We miles away. We in college. We got a lot going on. So like, ease up on us. If you looking for a PC podcast or like, feel me, this not it for me. If y'all looking for people to be, you know what I'm saying, this not where you get that. Probably room
3228.
I wouldn't go with that.
We're still getting our shit together.
So let's kick it off, man. How y'all doing? How y'all ladies doing?
I'm doing good. I'm nervous, but I'm excited as hell. I'm ready to talk about what you guys kind of mentioned we're going to be tackling today, and I'm glad to have my girls with me.
Yeah, I'm ready to hear some shit. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, there's a lot of shit here. A lot of shit about to be happening, man. In here, talk to us a little bit.
Yo,
without.
Oh, man, you know I'm here. Truthfully, Mike just told me he was coming to a podcast, and I'm, like, really into speaking my own mind and stuff like that, and I'm here to fess it all the way up tonight.
Oh, man, well, you gonna like this. Jody, talk to us. Jody got a podcast. Tell everybody about your podcast, man.
All right, guys. First of all, my podcast was inspired by this guy. I, like, you know, watched him growing up. Yeah,
heard
he's younger than me, but you know.
The innovative, man.
You know the young ones could inspire the older ones. I'm not that old, though, but, you know, Fragmented Tech Talks. Follow me. Fragmented Tech Talks, but big up to this guy, though.
I just want to say, man. You see what he just did? Shout your friends out, bro. Appreciate your friends.
No funny, like, I keep telling a lot of my friends about this podcast, and, like, a lot of them want to do it, too. So he really is a real-life innovator, man. Shouts to you, Marcus.
Yo, chill,
like,
man.
Literally, all of my friends will do the podcast now. Give them a few episodes. They all want to do it now, bro.
I'm trying to be humble, but I appreciate it, man. For me, I appreciate it, man. I just want to do something. Actually, who inspired me, I can't do this, was actually... you know, my shorty slash my ex and my shorty.
Speak up, please.
My shorty. I didn't quite get that.
Feel me? Chanel, feel me? You know it's Bianca, feel me? Shout out Bianca, feel me? You know,
that's my bestie.
Yeah, that's her. They best friends for me.
But, oh, he name dropping,
Yeah, feel me?
Getting the episode.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it properly, feel me?
Yeah, not going to lie.
It's only right.
Yeah, I didn't hear a lot of name dropping in the beginning of these episodes, so I was like,
Oh, wait, man, because I try. All right, for me. So, boom. Since you got a podcast, you rap. They podcast. We're going to start with you. What made you start rapping? We got to run through everybody's introduction for me. So,
well, honestly, like, growing up, my uncle only listened to Pac. My aunt listened to Big. My brother listened to 50 Cent. And, like, my stepbrother, he used to rap. So, I used to rap with him. And I started rapping when I was, like, 5, but I didn't really know how to be a rapper because school don't teach you that. They teach you how to be a doctor, a lawyer, a cop. So I never really pursued it. But when I got to high school, I met my friend Stacks. Shout out to Stacks, Chase Stacks on IG. When I met him, he was like, yo, you trying to go to the studio? And I didn't really know it was just that easy as, like, getting in the studio, recording something, dropping something, and it comes out. So, like, that's why I got back to rapping because I always loved it. It was, like, my first talent. And then my goal is to be the greatest because my thing is, why do something in life if you're not trying to be the best at that?
Exactly. That's why, Joe Budden, I'm coming for you. Word.
You hear that? You hear that, Joe? I'm coming too. I'm a beat.
Oh, yeah, he was a rapper too.
You said some shit about Trinidadian women. I wasn't feeling that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, that falls into our. Relax. Oh, yo, Jody, real quick, what made you start winning a podcast?
Well, I like to talk. I like to talk a lot. You know, before 6ix9ine was out there, I was like, I thought I was a troll, but this guy definitely beat me. So I was like, I'm in the tech field, so I was like, I might as well like go in and like share my love of tech with everybody, right. But now let people not be afraid of it. When people hear tech, they're like, yo, what are you talking about? Blah blah blah. I'm like, yo, tech could fall into your everyday life. We all use tech every day. Mm. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for now.
Right.
I'm going to save the rest for later.
All right. So the queens of room. Can I say 3228 or no? I got to say 3228.
3228.
Right,
you
got to
keep the brand alive.
All right. I'm sorry. I tried to shorten it and save us some time. For me. But room 3228. Uh-huh. What made y'all start podcasting?
Sure. So we were having a lot of really deep conversations with one another, and we felt like these were conversations about issues we were passionate about, and we really wanted to bring that to a larger setting. And we never felt more comfortable than when we were in room 3228 together. So that's kind of where our name came from. I mean, a lot of people are like, room 3228, what does that mean? We don't understand. So that's where we actually all met and where we became friends and kind of where we continued our legacy.
And kind of piggybacking off what she said, like, a lot of the things that we talk about were pretty controversial, and we had kind of developed room 3228 as our space to have these discussions aside from people's judgments and like sensitivities to these topics. This was like our safe space to talk about tough shit, so that's kind of what inspired the whole podcast idea for us.
Yeah, and it started out with a larger group of us. It was like 5 of us in the beginning. And it was, like, very diverse. Like, we had a girl that was Latino. We had a girl that was Asian. And, you know, 2 black girls. And then, you know, Anne Marie bringing a little bit of, you know.
A little Caucasian spice. All right. A little Caucasian spice.
Yeah. So the conversations we had were just very, like, they were from different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we wanted to bring to the table. Because I feel like we don't have a lot of podcasts that has that diversity in it.
Yeah.
So I thought it was an amazing opportunity to kind of bring that light into it.
So where y'all from? We don't go down the line. Anne Marie, you go last because you go last.
That's not a line.
But still.
Okay, I'll start. So I was born and raised here in America, in New York City, in the Bronx. But my family's background is from Jamaica.
Yeah.
So you know.
Yes.
I won't disrespect no more though. Continue.
So Anita, I was born in Zimbabwe and I lived there for about like 9 years of my life, and then I moved to Seattle, and then I moved to California, and then I moved here. Wow. So my family's.
Yeah, that's a great. I was just I could picture her like bouncing across the map.
So my family's pretty nomadic in that way. Like, we never stay in one place, but New York is definitely home for me. Without a doubt. Brooklyn all day, yeah.
Yeah, man. Anne Marie, your turn.
So my family is from Slovakia, but I myself was born in Staten Island, and that's where I've lived my whole life.
And you recently just had a birthday, right?
I did. Yesterday was my 21st birthday.
All right, so
that's a big one.
So, family, nothing special. We went to Family Dollar, got you a card. That's why you had to go. We got your little card. We all signed it. It's no money in there. I'm not going to hype you up. It's just a little card. You know what I'm saying? I heard some shit today. You feel me? You know how we get down.
That is so sweet. Thank you so much.
It's no problem. You know that, man. So now that we all friends, it's time for us not to be friends anymore. Boom. We talking about controlling and controlling people today, man. Let's start it off, man. Have y'all been in controlling relationships before? Or have y'all been the controller in a relationship?
Ooh, that's big.
This is a safe space, man. And we kicking it off spicy. The Taylor Port is at the end of the table. Feel free to take a sip. And let's get this podcast rolling, man. Okay. Don't all speak at once.
I mean, I wouldn't say I was in a controlling relationship, but like she kind of did things to kind of persuade my actions, so to speak. she was like very stubborn, and like certain rules applied to her only and not to me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so like she would do certain things. I'd be like, yo, I have to like do something, and mm-hmm. then you know she still wouldn't do it. Like you know.
Oh man. So what? Can you go in depth? It's a safe space right now, man. Not in depth, but in depth.
She was kind of like a flirt, uh-huh. and I would like call her out on that. Like you know, I don't like that.
Oh, like
I
mean, with other
this,
people.
Yeah, this okay. was in high school.
Yeah.
And then she wouldn't want me to like talk to any girl at all. Like I couldn't say like she didn't want me to say hi to like any girl type mm-hmm. thing. Yeah. So.
That's beast.
Yeah, so like, like sometimes she would catch me lacking in the hallways. I wouldn't see her. So yeah, I guess she was kind of controlling in the sense where like an action like that, like I can't, I wasn't comfortable saying hi to like every girl. Like sometimes she would text me like next period, like yeah, I saw you, say it hi.
I know what you did last period.
Right.
I've been watching you.
So back to the ladies now.
Can either I actually ask him a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
So was your like intent with other girls malicious? Like were you ever trying to make advances, like flirty advances, or was it strictly like that's just another one of my homies? Because honestly, I think a girl can tell when like when you want more than just to be friends with somebody.
It's gonna be a good episode.
So I'm just asking.
Nah, I feel like it wasn't malicious in my opinion.
Right.
I don't think maybe it came across that way, but I don't think so.
So what kind of interactions were you having with the other girls?
Ooh, yo. I told you to come prepared.
We came with our questions.
I told you to come prepared.
All right. I mean, just regular, like, I had a female best friend. She didn't care for that. she did not care for that one bit. I don't think, I would just, sometimes I have conversations with them, but of course I had to do that on the low. So I guess I kind of see why, but it wasn't anything, like, serious. Like, I wasn't trying to, like, get with them or anything like that.
Yeah, because my thing is, like, I'm totally okay with my boyfriend, he has a lot of friends who are also girls as well. So my thing is, like, I'm totally cool with it as long as, again, there's no malicious intent behind it. But also if there's not a double standard. So if he has a lot of girlfriends, then it should be cool if I have a lot of guy friends as well. Mm. And not kind of just, like, to one-up him, but just for that healthy balance between the two of us. So I feel like if it's okay one way, then it should be okay the other way as well, right. In my opinion.
I agree with that.
This is good. Yeah, I'm just excited for this episode, man, because y'all came prepared. All right, cool. We all prepared. Come on, Jody. You ever been on either side of that?
I definitely have. I got an ex, but you might have seen her before, but I'm going to keep it at that.
But, I have really bad memory, bro.
No name dropping. All right,
cool.
But, there was some stuff where, like, she would pretty much tell me, like, every female that comes in my life, yo, why do you do this for? Why do you do that for? And it goes to along the lines where I told her, like, I have, like I have a very close, like, female friend, like, best friend. And then, like, we eventually found out that, you know, there's a possibility we could be related or whatnot. So it's like, yo, it was written in the stars, our friendship. Yeah, yeah, our friendship was, like, written in the stars.
Wow, twist.
So,
wow.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so
change,
casual about
go.
That, too.
You see? So it's like, a lot of cool. I've realized I'm related to like half everybody, so I'll watch who I date. That's another story for another time. But
Caribbean stuff right there. That's like real Caribbean.
Yo, fun fact, I'm not going to stay too long. My great grandfather had 33 kids.
Yep.
So that's my great grandfather.
Caribbeans do that all the time.
My parents are from Guyana, St. Lucia, but like where their parents are from, that's a whole different story.
I aspire to be like him one day.
You want 33 kids? That's a big problem.
I just
want
to get in all that. Like,
Wait. Is it with one woman? With one woman, right?
One woman? Nah.
If it wasn't one woman, then I would aspire to be like him.
You aspire to be him because he's going to have 33 kids with one woman, right?
Well, that type of loyalty is hard to find.
No, not if you're willing to put in the work for it.
Hold on.
I think.
You have boom, now this could be. I like how, yo, y'all on y'all toes. I like that.
Yeah, they're ready. They
yo, come, look, man, this.
They're shooting off the hip.
I live with only females. I'm used to this. Trust me.
Ah, man. Okay. So, all right. So, ladies, have y'all ever been on either side of that? Like, being the. Well, most times the controller don't notice they're being controlling. So, have y'all ever been the controllee? The controlled? What?
The controllee. Control group?
I think I have, and I haven't noticed it until recently.
Wait, been the controller?
It's been the controller. Okay. And I think it comes from, like, a deep root of insecurity. Like, sometimes, like, I've never, like, in certain relationships I have, I'll be a little bit controlling, making sure, like, the guy kind of, like, wears certain things that I want him to wear. And things that I'm not a jealous person either. Like, most of the time, like, with relationships, like, you can have friends, whatever, but, like, don't be too close to her. Yeah, so... I don't know. I think I can come off controlling sometimes. And that's probably why nobody wants me.
Don't say that. We promote positivity, vibes only on this podcast.
Yo, hold on. Yo, God, thank you for making us all come together again for another beautiful episode for me. Got to put the most time first. Amen. Right? Amen. Boom. Amen. Is everybody going to say amen? Or?
Amen. Amen.
I thought we all hated Jesus. But quick, have you ever been... the controlled or the controlling, Emery?
So I myself, I don't think I've ever really been in a controlling type relationship, but I do have a lot of friends who have felt that way. I have this one friend whose boyfriend won't even let her hang out with any of her guy friends because he worries that they're going to end up doing something together even though they've been dating for like 2 years. For me, I just personally feel like if you're in a relationship with someone for that long and you have that kind of connection and trust with one another, then you shouldn't really be worrying about who they're hanging out with. You should just, you know, you should know that they're going to be loyal to you.
You.
I wouldn't say it was happening within my relationship, but I think like post-breakup is when it kind of got manipulative. So I was dating this girl a while back. And, you know, she broke things off with me. But later on, you know, she'd still hit me up and be like, oh, I miss you and I miss hanging out with you. I miss doing this with you. And when I would reciprocate those, like, feelings, she'd kind of cut me off and be like, oh, no, but we're broken up. Let's not talk about this. So it's almost like controlling the fact that she knows that I'm still so weak for her. To her advantage for when she's feeling equally as weak as me.
Oh, gosh.
So not directly in the relationship, but, like, post-breakup. Yeah, definitely. Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I think it's hard sometimes to like identify it because it can be so subtle at times. And you're like, oh no, this isn't a controlling situation. But if you look at it from like a distant perspective, when you detach yourself from the feelings, you can definitely kind of like pinpoint like, oh yeah, they were screwing me over at this moment.
But also a lot of times in the beginning, it's not like that. It's once you get deeper into the relationship where people get really insecure, which is crazy because you're supposed to know each other better by then.
Yeah, exactly. Like once you're comfortable.
So do y'all feel like it start off as like little stuff like maybe this, maybe that, and then it turns into rah, rah.
Yeah, I think it starts off by normalizing you to certain things. Like, oh, maybe you shouldn't try that. Like, if you're talking about maybe clothing, like, I've never been in a situation where guys told me what I can and can't wear because I don't think I'd ever put myself in that position.
We're going to get there. We're definitely going to get there.
I don't know.
Also, I've been in a relationship where I have kind of been controlled or, like, somebody has withheld feelings from me. And I feel like that also played a role in like other relationships afterwards as well. And I feel like that kind of made me a little bit more controlling of like my partner like later on.
Go ahead, Ant.
I personally, I'm not like, I don't think I've been in a controlled relationship because I feel like nobody's about to tell me what I can and can't do. But like right now, I think I'm dealing with a female who is kind of controlling. Like, she got a boyfriend, first of all. Let's start with that. She has a boyfriend.
Is she stalking you?
I'm sorry, what?
She has a boyfriend, but, you know, long story short, yeah, she liked me more than her boyfriend. That's another story. But the thing that I don't understand is she gets mad when if I talk to another girl, she's mad that I have a female best friend, and it's like, all I really say is, like, you have a boyfriend. And then that starts a whole other argument, but it's like, why are you trying to tell, why are you trying to dictate how I go about my life when you have a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. Like, so she's how you controlling from outside the club? You can't even get
that's
in.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? And I know him, so like,
why are you entertaining this young lady?
That's what I want to know.
Hey man, if she don't care about her boyfriend, I don't care about her boyfriend. If for all the females listening, if you tell me you have a boyfriend, if you tell me you have a boyfriend, respectable. But if you really don't care, then I feel like I shouldn't care.
Wait, how close are you with the guy?
Ooh. He went to high school with us.
Ooh. Oh no.
Breathing the same air.
Yo.
Honestly, boom. I was the same way. I used to move devious. That was back in the day, Chanel.
Better
be. Word.
Back in his prime.
Back in the day, I used to move devious. I never used to, whatever. Feel me? But then I grew up. Word. But,
now he a man.
Nah, not even that. I mean, I lost that. Like, feel me? Messing with a girl that got a boyfriend, there's always that sick thrill in there.
Nah, I'm not going to lie. You can ask Mike. That's my best friend. Been my best friend for 10 years and plus. I swear to God, this would be by accident. Like, I really don't be trying to put myself in these predicaments.
Oh, you write her on accident? Like, you type. What's
nah,
up?
Nah, I mean, I, you know, feel me? Well, me and her, we figured out history before him.
Yeah.
And then we stopped, and then we got back together, and we was just friends. And then I just noticed she was real flirtatious, and then she asked me to be her side nigga one time, and I'm like,
she asked.
Oh, she bold.
She like,
yeah. Those are exact words.
Like her.
Yes. Now let me tell you, fellas, wow. don't let nobody tell you being a side nigga is not the best job. Listen to me, you ain't gotta worry about no problems.
It has its perks.
You know.
You gotta deal with the boyfriend problems.
Uh-huh. He's not
if you could beat him up.
That, give me that.
My hands is kind of sweaty. My palms are.
But yeah, if I could beat him up, it's not a problem.
My thing is, like, for me, I always try to look at it from the other person's perspective. Like, say you were that boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I was that boyfriend.
So why would you want to put somebody else in that same position? Knowing
the difference between me and him is he ain't shit.
Hurt people, your episode.
Yeah.
I listen.
Yeah, man. Yo, wow, Jody, I wish I had a golden star for you right now.
Yeah. As much as I hear men ain't shit, from my personal like experiences and my friends' personal experiences, I've seen women do some greasy shit.
Bro. I second that. That's I second and third.
I'm talking about literally
we could be like, dogs.
People I'm close with, I ain't gonna disclose no names or whatever or no relationships, but people I'm close with literally fucking they man's right hand man. Like
what?
Like
what?
They be females. Females. I'm close with females. I'm close with will go and fuck they boyfriend's right hand man.
That's devious
for no reason.
That's devious.
So like that's why when I hear oh you know guys ain't shit men in this job. Yo look it go both ways. We all ain't shit.
But the thing is, why throw yourself in that category as well? Why not be the exception?
Mm.
I feel like I am the exception because.
But the way you're moving, I don't think so.
Listen. If a female tells me I have a boyfriend, like da-da-da-da-da, that's it. You have a boyfriend, I'm done. But if you don't care, why should I care?
But what about the guy that you know?
Yeah.
That's about I'm hung up on.
Yo, homie, treat your girl right. Make sure she feel good about herself.
Wait. Hey. So you telling me I literally got to be your best friend for you not to talk to my girl? Like,
nah, I'm talking about if you treating your girl right and you making your girl feel good, you helping her, you supporting her mentally, physically, emotionally. She not gonna want to do that. But if you
not true. I disagree.
If you really ain't shit. If you ain't shit and like, you know, because here's the thing a lot of people get caught up with these days is the time thing. Oh, we've been together for so-and-so time. We can't end it because that's a waste of time. No, it's not a waste of time. In that time span, you learned something. All right. Yeah, the relationship might not work, but that's why we got sad movies and sad books. Like, not everything works. Sometimes things are broken. And a lot of people don't like accepting that reality. So they like to try to make things work. And when it's not working, instead of just walking away from it, they try to do these other things to cope with. Like, some people cheat because, like, that's what they, like, it's like a drug to them. You see how people get addicted to cigarettes? Some people get addicted to cheating. Like, as crazy as it sounds, that's what some people do. So I feel like she just looks at me as, like, that fake outlet away from the relationship, but not away from the relationship because she really not ready to let go. And, like, if she tells me about her boyfriend, I listen, I give her... I even told her before, like, yo, man, look, I think you're going a little too hard on him. He don't sound wrong in this situation.
Oh, now you're the therapist. All right,
so, yo, you playing every role. So
you're the worst kind of human being.
Trying to segue back into controlling. Who's controlling who? Are you controlling her doing it, or is she controlling you?
She could try. She tries to control me. I don't care what she do, because at the end of the day, that's not my girl.
But so if it was your girl, you'd be. What would your procedure be in that situation?
She would never be my girl, because if you have the ability to talk to me.
I hope she don't listen to this.
If you have the ability to talk to me while you're in a relationship, why would I even put you in a relationship? Because who knows? There's somebody better than me out there. Like, I'm not the best. So if you come across somebody you like more than me, then that's what's going on. Hell no.
Man.
How you get them is how you lose them.
True.
Jeez. Damn.
That's a lot to take in.
Yeah, bro.
That's the mic.
That's a lot to take in, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I was dead you at one point. I was dead you.
And then you grew up, right?
Not even. I just lost that thrill for me. It's
you had your fun, though.
I think I'm mature and grown up.
Yeah, like if you do that, that doesn't mean you're not grown up.
He's a little younger than us, though.
Nah, I don't think I'm. It's just it's the bigger picture in the situation. Like, she clearly does not respect the relationship she's in.
What's her name? Let's call her.
Oh no!
Nah, I'm playing. I'm definitely playing.
You peep it. His heart was racing though.
Nah, I'm playing.
I was with the shit.
We a little on. Well, she's on thin ice because I'm about to just stop talking.
Stop talking to her. Stop talking to her, bro. That's controlling.
I'm about to, man. She gets me aggravated, bro. She's not.
It's not worth it.
Yeah,
she's not
your
girl.
Yeah.
She had the audacity. She got mad at me because she said her cousin was a hoe because she got a boyfriend talking to another guy. So I'm like, are you serious right now?
She needs help.
It's the word. What borough?
The
she,
worst part.
What borough is she from?
Oh, she definitely from Queens.
Don't.
Whoa, sorry. But the worst part is she's not from the Bronx. She's from
Bronx. You're different.
Say that again.
She has a psychology major, so it's like you should not be this.
She knows what she's doing.
She's controlling you. She's controlling.
She has the science on her side too.
She's controlling.
My friend, she's have you classically conditioned.
I truthfully don't feel like she's. For me, it's more about entertainment, honestly.
How you know she's not getting the entertainment out of you thinking that you're entertaining her, but she's.
Because females are more emotional than men, and when you get them at their weakest point.
Now we got to interject.
When I say weakest point, I don't mean in a way like, you know, she was going through a lot at one point, and I was there to support her because before this little mirage or whatever it is, we still friends.
Rendezvous.
That's still my friend. So when she was going through whatever she was going through, I was there for her more than her boyfriend, sadly. And like, That's when you really learn who a person is, when they're going through something. Like, when they're at their weakest, that's when you learn a person's true colors. So I feel like, if anything, I figure out a little more control over her than she got over me. But I don't do that because I'm not into that. Like what you said about making your girl wait. Bro, don't date a bad bitch then.
Yo, I completely disagree.
Hold on. Sorry, I was distracted. What did you just say? Go back. Repeat that sentence.
If for all the men listening, if you are mad at what your female is wearing, do not date a
so
bad
let's
bitch
talk
then.
About it because I was waiting for somebody to bring this up. I was patiently waiting for the controller. All right, boom. Here we go. I have a question. Matter of fact, I have a statement in a question for room 3228.
Oh, okay.
Boom.
The females.
No dead air. All right, boom. Feel me? All right, boom. Here we go, right? If you're my girl, right, and you know you have a very nice body and I know that your body, feel me, don't rock that, feel me, because you know you have the boom here, feel me. Not saying you don't go out there and just have sex with every single guy that whistle at you, but the fact that I know what kind of attention that's going to bring. You know what I'm saying? In this day and age type thing. You feel me? Not saying you're going to be on some just because that attention come to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if me voicing that to you, call it what you want. Insecure, controlling. At what point does it goes from, all right, here's your boyfriend, here's his concern, to, all right, you're just being as a girl, you're trying to control me. At what point does my concerns, like, yo, babes, I don't like this, that, and the third, That's what we're supposed to do. Y'all want us to communicate as guys, to communicate, voice how we're feeling. Me voicing that, what I'm not comfortable with, and trying to give a possible solution, and I don't think you should wear that. At what point does that become controlling?
I would say almost at the beginning, where you're already telling me what I should and shouldn't wear, just because of the history that I have connected to it. Like, ever since I was pretty young, like, my body's been the same since I was, like, in maybe middle school, high school. So I've had, like, a pretty curvy body ever since I was young.
Yeah.
And, like, growing up, my parents would tell me, like, don't wear that. Like, men are going to give you this kind of attention on the train. Whatever. Like, what were you wearing? Why did you... Because I got followed home at one point, and the first thing my parents asked me was, what were you wearing? As opposed to, like, are you okay?
Okay, you know, that's
so it becomes, yeah. It comes, then it kind of makes me question, like, well, am I dressed too slutty? Is my body not the right type of body for these kinds of clothes? Mm-hmm. And it makes me second guess, like, my own confidence in who I am when I'm told to go out in the world in a certain, like, category, like, not to dress too slutty or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So, as my boyfriend, first of all, if you choose me, you're choosing me for me. So there shouldn't be all these, like, requirements of what I can and can't do. Even if it is in the light of, like, wanting to protect me, I think there are better ways to go about it as opposed to telling me what I should and shouldn't put on my body.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've made these choices because that's what I feel most confident in.
Exactly. And I think to add on to that as well, a lot of times people make judgments about women based on what they wear, and it's a very societal, psychological implication to it. And it's hard enough as a woman to go out there feeling confident in what you wear. So when your significant other comes to you and says, hey, you can't wear this,
right,
the one person you're supposed to trust above everybody else, I mean, it makes you feel really shitty. And honestly, I would never say something like that to my boyfriend. I wouldn't say, you know, that low-cut tank top with the armholes on the side, like, you look but way too
body,
good in that.
Our bodies aren't as sexualized as you guys.
Exactly.
You
know what I'm
saying? But the other thing is, like, I've also seen
a great
sweat. That, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I didn't want to wear...
I mean, the other thing is, like, also, even, like, wearing something, like casual, not even sexy or whatever, like, women still get catcalled in those outfits. Like, being a woman is dangerous enough. So, like, telling me that not wearing this, that's not going to protect me in the extent that you think that it will.
That's so true. I'll be going out in sweatpants and getting catcalled. Yeah. Like, no makeup, hair a mess. I mean, either way, something's about to happen.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. I also wanted to add, like, just this past Sunday, I was coming from church. Was on a long ass pants.
Amen.
I had my cap on. I don't know, I was coming. I just praised the Lord. Just walking home.
Facts.
And this dude literally was, like, following me home. And I had to keep, like, turning corners. And I got no boobs, a flat ass. So what's he looking at? Like, it did not matter what I wore. Like, he was still following me, though.
Yo, can I add on?
Scary, man.
Can I add on?
Yeah,
Famous Mike. Truthfully saying, my personal opinion, I think that I don't like.
Take your time.
Nah, I got it, bro.
Don't tell him what to do.
I'm saying, like, all right, say you meet a girl. Yeah. Before you meet her, she was beautiful, right? And she was attracting attention or whatnot, like, she's bad. And then it's like, when she meet a guy, maybe he get insecure about her beauty, and it's like, he like, oh, you can't wear this. But me personally, I don't care what my girl wear, because she got one job, to look phenomenal. But it's like, I know.
Drop your Instagram real quick. For all the people listening, drop your Instagram.
YoungMike_DC_11.
Add him. Word.
I'm saying, like, if you got a girl that's beautiful, like me, I'm not going to worry about it. Because it's like, before I met her, she was attracting attention. Mm-hmm. So it's like, now it's like, all right, I'm with her, so I got to deal with that. And I'm not your father. You feel me? So you can wear whatever you want. If you buy it, you show me. I'm not gonna be like, oh, you can't go outside, da da da. Like, you bought it, it's yours.
Right.
That's it.
And I think another thing is, like, you're also reflecting your own insecurities. Like, if I'm your girl, then I'm yours. So if you don't trust that I'm loyal to you,
that's
enough,
a fact.
Why are we even together?
Exactly. I think
you can't trust.
It's not even. All right, go ahead, bro. Cause I'm gonna come for all of y'all when I'm done.
I agree with what she said. I think it's just the insecurity in a lot of guys. Personally, I don't really care what my girl wear, because like, if she look good, she look. Bro, if you have a female that has a tone defined body, no matter what she put on, it's gonna look like that. So it's like, just get over it. And a lot of guys is hypocritical. You gonna tell your girl not to wear that, but you on IG and Facebook double tapping the shit out of pictures of females wearing that.
I don't really like female pictures, so.
But it's like, it's the insecurity, because, you know, a lot of guys probably feel like, oh, you know, my girl like attention, but it's like majority of people like attention. Like, mm-hmm. there's some people in the world who really are like that shy, but like I'm pretty sure everybody in here likes attention. You know, you want people to pay attention to your podcast, which is a form of liking attention. So yeah. everybody like attention. So I really don't feel like you should, bro. You don't do that. Like, if she want to wear that. To an extent, though,
that's what I'm getting to. Hold on. Don't cross it to my point, because I agree with y'all. Feel me? If you got a girl that has a very nice body, feel me? Yeah, babes. Yeah, your thing looking fat. All right, boom, you looking real. All right, feel me? All that. But to an extent, when it becomes like, where my problem is where it's like revealing. You know what I'm saying? And little is left to the imagination. So you might have a guy in the street and be like, feel me? Even though you're not doing nothing with him, even though it's that, feel me? And now I'm at the point of my life where it's not gonna be on some, like, feel me, like, oh, don't wear this, I don't want you, feel me? Now I'm at a different place where, like, feel me, I'm gonna try to voice that to you. Just like if you could tell me, yo, Marcus, like, I don't want you doing this, that, and the third, feel me? Obviously, I'm gonna take that into consideration, like, all right, let me try to see. But it's when you go off on a tangent, like, oh, nah, I'm good, feel me? Like, you out here, feel me? Things are revealed and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You can wear what you want, but to an extent, does that disrespect a relationship of the other person? If they're trying to tell you, you know what I'm saying? Do y'all see that or no? Am I bugging?
I think it really just depends on the intention of what your girlfriend is thinking when she's wearing these outfits. Like, is she going out? Like, does she want attention from other guys? Or is she just wearing this because it makes her feel good and she feels confident in it?
Who would ever say, I'm going out too? So no guys girl, can be no like, damn me. Right. Who say I'm going out because guys can look at my ass? My ass is all fat right now.
I think you can tell. If you know the person, I mean, if you know the person well enough, then I think you can tell, like, what their intentions are as far as wearing that outfit.
Yeah, I think also, like, if we had a conversation, you brought up to me that you don't like it or it makes you feel uncomfortable, like, you have a right to voice your opinion, but I don't have to take that into consideration. And also, like, if you think this is a problem that keeps coming up, then maybe we shouldn't be together.
That's
like,
a fact.
If this is how I feel comfortable and this is how I want to express myself, and you don't like that, then we're not compatible, and maybe you might need to find somebody new.
That's a fact. That's why I tell all my guys, man. This year, feel me? You know how y'all girls be imping each other, like, yo, girls, all 2019. What is it?
Me too.
Nah, all two. It would be like a City Girls tweet, like, yo, girls, all 2019. If your nigga ain't, if your boyfriend ain't
sucking your toes,
paying for your toes, go let his best friend suck your toes. y'all know those memes, right? So to my fellas, yo, we not controlling nobody. We not telling nobody nothing. Feel me? We voice our concerns.
Just pull out the gray sweats if she act up.
But my thing is, okay,
then that's a different argument.
So if you have kind of a preference of how you like your girl to dress, I would say in that sense, you should go for girls who already kind of follow that. Like, if you don't, if you don't like a girl who wears revealing clothing, don't end up with a girl who dresses that way. But don't get in a relationship and try and change that girl knowing that about her already. Yeah. Like, if she wants to dress that way, that's how she's gonna dress.
You might not know, you're though. Not,
what do you mean?
I mean, if it's winter, she could be bundled up. No.
Date seasonally. Choose your season. Choose the right season.
So I gotta find true love in the summer then?
In the spring. You gotta start towards the end of the spring.
But Jody, that's exactly why I... Oh yeah, you saying something?
No, not really. All right.
You know, you gotta give the ladies, you know, preference, ladies first, or respect. But yeah, so like, I do believe like women are way sneaky than men. With all due respect to y'all, that means because y'all are more clever than we are.
Thank you.
And when it comes to fooling around, I give y'all that. So, for example,
did you just say thank you?
Yes, yes, I did.
Okay. Chanel said that on her own. Chanel. On your own.
Oh, see? Hey. Wow. So, for example, like, I was telling him the other day, like, we were like DMing or whatnot. Like, I've seen some stuff where like girls would say, "Oh, I'm." They would tell their boyfriends that they would get dressed in a certain way, right? That's even though they feel like they're going out with their girls, but they say, "I'm about to go over to my cousin," and then their cousin, quote in quotation marks, would be around the same vicinity I would be. I'll just say that the same vicinity I would be, and then the girls wouldn't be coming. I'm like, "I'm not your cousin. He's not your cousin. You're doing something completely different." But then what you wore, you can use that same argument that y'all using like, yeah, you know, I have good intentions. I want to look good for me. I want people that, or I only dress to impress other girls, which I've heard before. Have y'all heard that, fellas?
Oh, no, I hear the, I just want to, actually, I don't even want to do that because I know there's really girls that end up like, yo, I'm trying to look good for me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What class was it? Damn, was it sociology? Some class. My teacher, woman, said that is a lie. Facts.
Because what's a lie? Sorry.
Like when a girl be like, I'm just looking, trying to look good for me. She said that was a lie. Out her
Did
mouth.
You explain why?
I don't remember why, but I took that point and I ran with it. By the time she was explaining, I was in my head like, see, I knew it. I was having the whole time.
Confirmation. I need the data behind that.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to see some proof.
She
yeah.
said it, and I'll give you guys her email if you guys want
to
send her an angry
email. Yeah, I'm about
email.
To.
You feel me? Yeah. Like, yeah. So I'm like, damn. So I boom. We're so. If a guy, right, a guy, him and his boys, they go out every weekend. I'm playing devil advocate. This probably has nothing to do with that. But he want to go out every weekend. He ain't having sex with none of these girls, drinking bottles. And this is not me either, so y'all don't get that thing in your mind, right? He want to go out every weekend. He want to be in a club, popping bottles, girls in the section, but he not doing nothing, feel me? And his girl don't like that. Can she tell him, I want you to stop going out, or I don't like the fact that you're going out? Can she do that?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why?
If I don't like your lifestyle, then why can I not tell you that?
I think that's controlling, though, girl.
But if I don't like what you're, like, if I feel a problem with something you're wearing, why can't I tell you that?
You can. I said you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the thing is that if you outside, oh, okay, it depends.
She was ready. My fault.
The thing is that, like Anne-Marie said, the intention, or I guess. But, like, if I tell my boyfriend, oh, I don't want you popping bottles and partying every weekend, I would say that because I care for him. I don't want you, like, out in the middle of the night drunk, like, every weekend.
Right.
It's not, yeah. So that's one thing. But if he's like, no, this is my life, this is what I want to do, and then I'll be like, then I don't think I could be with you. Like, I don't want that.
So that's the result.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay. All right, just make sure the energy.
I honestly think that's being insecure.
With what? If I'm popping bottles?
If No. I honestly think, like, if you going out with your bros every day, like, she going out every night, and you lit, right? And your lady, she like, oh, I don't like that, because I think she's lacking trust. I honestly think that. Because me personally, like, I be with a whole bunch of celebrities and stuff, right? So any girl.
Call Flex.
So. You got to drop some names. You can't just say celebrities.
Like, Fat Boy. Okay. I be with Fat Boy, SSC, like, Puff the Mirror.
Oh, man.
And so on and so
what
on.
I'm going to be with you this whole summer.
And I'll be with Joe Money. And it's a whole nine, y'all. But, like, honestly, I think, like, any girl that try to, like, I'm not in no relationship. I'm single. You know what I mean? For the ladies out there, I'm single. Obviously.
I thought you was cuffs because you said your girl.
Nah.
Drop your Instagram again.
Young Mike _ DC _ 11. Follow me. I follow back. I show mad love. And I'm saying, like, for any girl that's trying to be with me, like, she got to understand, like, I'm going to be out. I'm going to be doing this, like, you know what I mean? I'm going to go out, flick it up, make sure everybody look good. Yeah. I'm not out there popping no bottles, you know what I mean? I'm going to be safe. And if she can't understand that, then it's quiet. Like, it's quiet for her.
And to build on what you said earlier, when you met your girl, she was beautiful before you met her. So if I was lit before you met me, this comes with it.
That's a fact.
Like,
so y'all saying it's just to have that conversation before, like, this is what I do.
Yeah, you gotta put that invoice in.
It's all about communication. Like,
that's it.
That's it. Communication can solve so much problems.
And I hate sometimes when I get in relationships.
Yeah.
Cause I'm mad faithful. Like,
yo, ladies, as his best friend for 10+ years, you know when you see the memes with the big teddy bears and the choke,
like,
that's him.
Like, I'm faithful. Like I was in a relationship for 2 years, and like, I was devoted to this girl, like,
oh man,
everything,
it's coming,
like,
it's coming. Yeah, let it out.
And like, she was like my high school sweetheart, like the love of my life, like,
oh, man.
Man, like,
don't make me cry, bro.
Yo, the cord is right here. We could call her right now and fix it.
I ain't gonna lie, like, we not. It's not.
Next,
like,
episode, I got you. I'll fix it.
I wish her all the best or whatnot, but like, going back to the controlling part, I'm not going to say she was controlling, but it was just like, in my head, I'm like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make this girl happy. And shout out to my best friend that always told me, he always been like, yo, bro.
I'm right here, you hear it?
He always been like, yo, bro, you doing too much for this girl. She ain't giving you the same energy. Mm-hmm. And every day I'll post her. I come to school. I'm showing her off daily. And it's just like, everybody would tell me, but I was just so caught up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You should love her.
And like, when I left high school, she was like, yo, you gonna leave me. So I'm like, nah. And after she graduated, like, I didn't leave her. Like, I used to go up to the high school, bring her food, like, breakfast.
Wait,
from
breakfast.
Jamaica
wait,
Flushing.
Wait. You said breakfast?
Breakfast.
So you would leave your house early in the morning to bring
her
food?
You gotta wake up earlier than she do to get the order, then you gotta get to the school.
Nah, she would be in school and she would text me and she would be like, yo, I'm hungry.
Maybe at the side door.
And I would go up to Flushing.
Public transportation, by the
public transportation. On the train, buy her coffee, a sandwich or whatnot, and bring it to her.
Why do y'all break up?
Oh man, when we wasn't high school, like, you feel me? When we was in high school, she went back to her country, and I think it's Ecuador, I believe. Like, she was Hispanic.
Oh,
so
she was Spanish. I'd be telling my best friend, stay away from them Spanish girls. No.
And
but yo, shout out to the Spanish queens.
Nah,
but y'all devious. Shout out to the Spanish queens, but y'all devious.
And then after devious. Like when she went back. And she came back, like, I went through her messenger on Facebook, and her best friend was talking about so I'm just like, man.
Wait, what's
All right, so basically.
Don't make him say it. We know what happened.
Yeah, so basically she had sex with another guy. And yeah, when I found out, like, you know, I was so in love. So it's like, I took her back.
Dummy.
And. After Nick I took her back, I'm like, yo, you know, we're going to work it out. So we're going to work it out. And, you know, after that, it was smooth sailing. Plus, I was just like. I felt like I was in a relationship with her. And, like, her family, like, her mom was just, she didn't like black people. So it was like, I had to fight that. You feel me? Because I'm like, yo, I don't care what it takes. Like, I love you. So if I got to be there. And I got to take the damage, so be it, you know?
So do you feel like she played a part in it? Like, she was, like, behind the scenes controlling things? Like,
yeah, I felt like, she was doing a lot because, like, she didn't really defend me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know what was going on behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I was just moving with fate.
I'm talking about with you and her. Like, do you feel like she was controlling you to a certain degree to make you, like, want to keep coming back or, like, stick with that relationship after all that shit happened?
Like, facts. I felt like she was very, like, she was controlling me. Because it's like, at some point, I lost myself. So it was like, everything she said.
Facts.
It was basically, she was like LeBron James, and I was the coach.
Man, I know that relationship. That's not good.
Not good, like, and
yo, Mike, so she was cheating on you over the crack of dawn, getting her some hot meals, man?
It's crazy. That's crazy. Like, she joined the military. So, I followed her. You feel me?
You joined too?
Yeah.
You joined too?
Yes, sir.
Like, I took the test and all that. Like, I took the test and all that.
Bro, you know you can get placed at two completely different places, right? Like, yeah. It's not like you're automatically going to the same country.
Nah, like, the plan was to join. And in my head, I'm like, yo, like, I want to marry this girl. You feel me?
Clearly.
Like, I'm like, yo, I'm telling her about, yo, family, like, I'm thinking, because the way how I see it, if it's not long term, it's small talk. That's how I see it.
Oh, I like that.
You feel me? And
you already know that.
And she went away for basic training. You know, I held it down. You feel me? Like, I held it down, writing her letters every day. You know, telling her I miss her.
Oh my God,
every day, like, I wrote her more letters than she wrote me. So,
yeah, she actually wrote you back.
Love.
Yeah, she wrote me back. She wrote me back, and she was like, you know, like, I'm in here doing it, and
he's like, "Kay."
And I was like, "Yo, keep pushing, like, you know, like, you got to do this, whatever, try to get away." And at some point, like, I felt like God was showing me signs because, like, I'm like, "Yo, something ain't right." Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
not when she cheated, that it wasn't a sign.
I feel like for me, it's like now, like if you really invested into somebody, you know what I'm saying, and you really with somebody, like once they cheat, you might be like, all right, cool, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not all right, cool, but to continue. But you feel me? Like everybody.
Now we gonna get there. So, I was traveling from New York, going to Virginia to see her, like say a week, you know, like back and forth.
Yeah.
And I think it was like the last days when she was in Virginia, I was out there for like 3 days. And before that, I used to tell her, I used to be like, no matter where you go, I will come. Mm-hmm. And that was my promise. Like,
you gotta write a book, bro.
You gotta write a song.
Can I just put this out there? This is not the first relationship that went down like this for Mike either.
So you love hard. You love hard.
I mean, well, I do, but like we gonna get into that. We gonna get into that. So she got stationed in LA, whatever. And when she got out there, you know,
LA dude's different.
Yeah, a lot of things changed. Like the text wasn't as fast. Ooh. The replies.
I mean, the hour's different.
Yeah, though. It is different. But listen, like, though. But it was like, I used to stay up because I'm like, I'm a very understanding person. Like, I get you in the military. I get you got to get up a certain time to do this, do that. I used to get up before her because I used to try to beat the time in L.A. just to say good morning.
I think maybe for you, it might be also knowing your own worth as well. Like, yeah, knowing how much you have to take.
Nah, we gonna get there. We gonna get there.
That's what we should name the episode. We gonna get there.
And, like, back to saying what you were saying, like, you see how, like you said, guys going out.
Yeah.
With their gang. Yeah. Like, she went out there, and it was so confusing to me. Cause I'm just like, how you go out there and you make and like all of a sudden the people around you is family, like, oh, that's my bro. I'm like, this make no sense. And I was on Snap and I saw her in some guy hoodie, so I'm like, oh man.
Oh, nah.
I'm like, oh man. And she like, oh no, this da da da. And then after the next day she would hit me with the, yo, I'm sorry, and I used to forfeit, like, you know what, it's okay, da da da. And then I'm gonna just skip to like, cause it's a whole. I'm gonna just be. It had the day of our anniversary, right? Like, I called her. I'm like, yo, I know I'm far away, but like, I just want to be on the phone with you and just talk all day. Like, you feel me? And she was like, no, I'm going out. And me, I'm not controlling. Like, I'm not controlling. I'm not the type of controlling person in relationship. So she went out.
Frustration blows.
My heart is breaking.
And she went out, right?
You're breaking Anne-Marie's heart right now, man.
And when she went out, like, I'm a very on point 50. Like, I stay on 50. So, like, I knew her makeup was on point. So, I'm looking at everything. I'm like, because she asked me how she looked. You feel me? I'm a very understanding. But, like, I think, personally, guys in general should be student of their woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should know her physically, emotionally.
Because
when she's not responding right, you got to know that. You know what I'm saying? That's me.
Yeah.
And when she went out, I'm like, something ain't right. I'm like, yo, I'm texting this girl. I'm like, yo, where you at? I'm worried. You feel me? And in my mind, that's my queen. So it's like, you out late. I know the LA time different, but I'm keeping up.
Doing
the math. I'm doing it. Like, I'm keeping up. I'm keeping up. And then I'm just like, you know what? I stayed up till like 5 a.m. in the morning. And then she finally texted me back. She was like, babe, I'm home. And then she said, she made the mistake and sent me a picture. That's when I knew. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, her eyeshadow is off. Cause you know, like, I'm like, oh yeah, her eyebrows is all crazy. And it got to the point where, yo, like, I had to go to the hospital, bro. Like, I had a broken heart. Facts. Right. But when they did a test, like, I had like chemical around my heart because I was stressing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
damn.
It was bad. And then the same night, it was snowing. I'm like, yo, I know this girl probably cheated on me or something like that. And I went to his house. My phone died. I went to his house. The same night, she called me. She like, yo, like, I cheated on you. So I hang the phone up and I cried. And I was like, something was just like, yo, bro, it's something else. Like, it came to the point where she was like, well, when she was like, yo, she called me, she was throwing up in the morning, and then after that, like,
morning sickness?
And I was just like, and one day I just went on her Facebook Messenger, and it was like, some guy just sent her a picture of, like she sent the guy a picture of a pregnancy test. Absolutely. And she sent me, when I found out, she sent me a picture of her about to take a Plan B. And then after that, like, it just went, like, I used, after that, like, even after that, I'll be truthfully honest, even after that, I'm like, yo, I still want to be with you.
Oh, my God.
And the story ends here. You're done.
Yo, for real.
But she, all right, room 3228, I want y'all to interrogate this man.
Okay.
All the questions, I want y'all to get them.
Wait, there were so many red flags.
Like, too many.
So many.
No, we gotta start from the beginning. How was your relationship with your mother?
Oh, my mother is very great.
It's a good relationship.
Yeah, my mother is a pastor or whatnot. Okay. So like, she's a woman. She's a very knowledgeable woman.
Okay, I felt like we had to see that first.
You could tell. You could tell based off like his care. I mean, hold on, because some people might say I don't care about women, and my mother is great. But maybe some people may say that. But for me, you could see that. You feel me? Like he like.
But, like, the way that you connected with her and was, like, treated her like a queen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, what was she giving to you that made you feel like you had to hold on to her? Like, what was
it? Like, I honestly, truthfully saying, like, I had one night, my best friend, he asked me, like, what did I love about her? And, like, I really didn't know. Like, and he was, like, I think you was in love with love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, sitting back. I'm like, yo, like, what did I really love about this girl? Like,
because the thing is...
No, go ahead. I'm just trying to see if she was controlling. Like, I'm trying to get it back to the controlling aspect.
Right.
Like,
I think it definitely was that type of situation, yeah.
Yeah, she was definitely. Like, he used to do shows in strip clubs.
I was about to do that.
And she would be like, yo, you can't go. And I would be like, what? That's my bro. Like, what you mean? And then after that, like... I'm gonna be like, you know what? All right, whatever. And I would just, and I would feel bad because I'm like, that's my guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going there for my guy. I'm not going there to look at no other woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Like she was very insecure too. She was insecure that I have a lot of female friends, mm-hmm. and like, I'm funny as hell. So I would be in high school. They would see me. They would be like, my God, they run up to me and hug me. And she'd be like, why is she hugging you like that? And I would be like, relax. It's not even that serious.
The worst part about this is she had the audacity to ask you that while you treated her so fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Does it look like my boy is interested in anybody else? Like.
Go ahead, Joe. Cause I got a real quick story time, real fast. Right.
So based on what you was telling me, your ex, well respect to her. She sounded like one of them girls. Before you first saw the story, in my mind, I was like, yo, she going to get dogged out. Wow, like somebody going donkey fucker. Like all due respect to you, bro, but I'm just saying, like I could dead see that. I could dead see that because the way she was, I feel like she manipulated you to the sense where, like, mm-hmm. I know I have a good guy. She caught you. The point you made mistakes is the breakfast part, my dude. And after she cheated once,
Mind you, bro, that's like a 2-hour commute on public transit. That's like a 2-hour commute, bro. I did that joint every morning.
Y'all still at this.
But now,
did she say thank you for the breakfast?
Girl.
Did she pay you
back? Did she appreciate it?
I mean, I don't really know. I used to drop it at the desk and like.
Did she ever buy you breakfast?
Nah, she never did.
Me? But she would write you, be like, yo, I'm hungry. And you would just show up.
Show up. That's me.
Me personally, as his best friend, being like right there, seeing the whole shit. I always told him, like, bro, I do not feel like this girl loves you. Like, she loves how you make her feel, and she loves that she doesn't have to tell you what to do to make her feel like a queen. So that's, I felt like she kept him around because it was kind of like, you know, when you find a good song, but you don't tell nobody about the song. You just listen to the song yourself. Yeah. It was like one of those. She really, really loved this song.
So it's like that mindset that we had in, like that mindset we had in high school. We want a wifey material.
Right.
And then we want everybody else. For me? So it was like the wife. So you was like the hubby material for me. Oh, that's my man right there for me. That's my little safe haven I could run to.
Right.
But where everybody else at type shit.
But no lie, now there is no woman that could come in my life and could ever.
You see, she fucked up a good nigga, man.
I'm not saying like my past is going to mess up my future or my present with any girl I talk to, but any girl that try to come into my life and be like
on some controlling shit,
yeah, it's quiet. Like right, it's yeah. quiet. Like I would look you in your face and be like, it's quiet.
You gotta whisper in her ear, but it's quiet.
Yeah, it's quiet. Because like I feel like I've been through a lot with females. Like I done had girls that I dated had sex with my bros that I dap every day. Like,
damn.
Can't forget about what happened in middle school, man.
Yo, but
for it goes all the way back to middle school, bro.
Kind
of going with what you're saying, like, at the end of the day, I think on both ends of the spectrum, like, men and women, there are always going to be people who do really bad shit. Like, they're going to be bad women, they're going to be bad men. But at the end of the day, you're the only only person that can control you. Like, you control your decisions, you control the person that you're going to be, and then the people that you surround yourself with will be rubbed off by that. So I think it's not a good idea to maybe say, like, all women are bad. Like, I never try and fall in that idea, like, all men are trash or all women or whatever. Like, it's easy to fall into those generalizations, but at the end of the day, you're the only person who has control over you.
And I 139,000% believe, like, even when people, when it comes down to racism, I hate cops, not all cops are like that. Mm-hmm. And I agree with what you said, because I feel like when I get in situations with females where it's like, you do some shiesty or shady shit, I'm gonna be mad, of course, but I'm gonna try to find the root of the problem. And I feel like, you know, everybody got toxic traits. I feel like that's my toxic trait. Like, it always gotta be a long discussion or a talk, because I want to understand. Like he said, you gotta be a student. Why are you like this? Like, why do you feel like you need to, you know, be a piece of shit? Like,
right. Because I think at the end of the day, we all have our toxic traits. Like with my boyfriend, I used to hate the way that he did his hair, so I forced him to change it, and I'm realizing now that that's one of my controlling things that I did.
And for the people listening, stop blaming your toxic traits on your zodiac signs, okay?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, God.
Do not stop doing that.
Team Aries.
That's another thing. That's another thing. Like
Geminis.
Please with these with
Geminis on the track.
Please with these false noises and stuff. Them shit's not real.
It's not.
I can't apologize.
How are you judging me off my birth?
But like, let people enjoy them though. I would say let people enjoy it, but like, don't let it dictate who you are.
You see, you took my point. Room 3328. I was about to say 3228 again. Zodiac signs control people.
They do.
Right. That's what we talked about in that first episode.
Cool. I think horoscopes are like the dumbest thing to me.
It's because true.
They have like 8 different websites for horoscopes, and they all be different. Like, which one's like?
I swear to you, I can write. I can make my own horoscope. What are you? What are you?
Aries.
Uh-huh. Tomorrow is gonna be a tough day, but you'll find a way through. What are you?
It's
what
so
are you?
Easy to do.
What are you?
Shit.
What are you?
It's the Gemini.
A Gemini.
Everybody hates Gemini. Oh. I know. Everybody. Hates
this is gonna be a good week for you. There's gonna be a lot of bad, but there's gonna be a lot of good.
They're like wait, an opportunity's coming your way.
What are you? What are you?
I'm a Taurus.
A Taurus. Ooh, bad week to be a Taurus.
No. Like, that's
exactly what it is. Like, I hate that shit, man. So much. Like, but quick story. I was supposed to do this at the top of the episode. But back to the dressing and controlling thing. Mm-hmm. I had a friend once, right? Mm-hmm. And every time we would go out, she wouldn't want him to go out. That was one of the controlling parts. But she would be at the parties. And when she'll be there, she'll be in, like, the shortest of skirts, you know what I'm saying? No panties, like, drunk, no dancing, panties. Ass all out. And, like, me and my other boys, they'll just be there, like...
Doc DeMarco.
Feel me? I need a DJ Clue bomb or something. Yeah. Feel me? So me and my boys will just be like, yo, like, feel me? Like, your girl, well. And he would try to go tell her, like, feel me? Like, you know, feel me? Like, this, that, and the third. And that's why I feel like everybody in that friend group, we have that thing of like, all right, our girl is not going to be, I don't want to name drop, but you know what I'm saying? her, you know what I'm saying? Because she was out wilding. Titties would be popping out, dancing, skirt rising all out, guys slapping on her ass, all that craziness. Feel me? And it's just like, yo, bro, feel me? So he would go tell her, right? And then she would tell her friends, and then it would be this whole, oh, he's trying to control you. You can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me what to wear. You can't tell me, So is that controlling?
No.
What's the difference between
them? It's a really different situation because he's doing it for her well-being. He's not doing it because he's jealous or anything. It's because she just needs to have more self-respect. He wants to make sure that nobody's going around saying negative things about her.
So it's not the same when a guy just be like, yo, babe, you know you look good for me. But. Not dragging it, but like, you know.
Not that's dragging it.
Not, no, yeah. Not this. What, this story?
What she was doing?
Oh, yeah.
That's
OD.
That's over the top.
But it's like, feel me? And that's why I was pressing the the revealing thing, because that was the story I was going to segue into. So it's like, I feel like, yes, as a man, you shouldn't, you know, tell your girl, yo, babe, don't wear this, don't wear. I can acknowledge that's controlling. But it's to the point when it's like, yo, babe, I feel like if you do this, then, you know what I'm saying? This is going to pop out. If you do that, this is going to pop out. Like, for instance, random story. I was on 14th Street going up the stairs to the train or something like that. And this girl, she had a really short skirt on. And, like, me and this other guy, like, we was walking up. And I think we, like, looked up at the same time. But because we have, like, that, you know, that, I don't know the word. Like, that, I don't know. Yeah. We both kind of like, oh, shit. Like, you feel me? Like, look down. And there's a guy, he goes around us, I kid you not, pulls his phone out and start recording up this girl's dress. You see what I'm saying? So, me, like, when I would tell my girl, like, yo, babe, I don't feel like, feel me? It's me thinking, all right, boom, you're going to be sipping a little bit, you're going to be drinking outside. I don't want you, feel me? You might not be, all right, let me, you know how girls, y'all hold y'all skirt while y'all go up the stairs? That might not be on your mind, you know what I'm saying? You might, you're not fully, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, feel me? It's not like, oh, you gonna go out there and have sex with the whole block, aren't you? It's like, you feel me? But that's why I was leaning into, like, is there any type of line when it turns from control to genuine concern type shit?
I think that's really difficult too, especially with the story with the skirt, because we're out here saying, oh, girls, like, make sure that you're dressing up and so guys don't look at you or tape you, but, like, what about the guys? Like, are you checking your bros?
Yeah, that's okay, the other thing.
Okay, did you tell that guy who slapped the girl's ass, don't do that? You're going to come up and tell me, oh, don't have your titty popping out? What happens if I want my titty popping out?
Yeah, like, you guys should be checking each other.
Exactly.
That's, yeah.
Like, if you're going to check me, check your bros.
Yeah. Oh, no, none of our bros are slapping her ass.
No, but what you're saying is, your direct
friend, like, if you see another, even the guy who went up recording, like, that should be, if you know that it's wrong.
Oh, no, the other guy checked him. I wasn't going to say anything.
Right, like,
the
other guy checked him. But that's on you. Like, that's your job, since you have that ability to defend her.
Man, in his defense right here, if you were crazy enough to record in public, you might just kill me right now. So.
Yo, he went around us, like, almost, like, he didn't say it, but almost have to be, excuse me, pardon me, fellas. Like, almost as if to say that. Straight like this on some low key shit, and the other dude who looked away with me, he was like, "Yo, what are you doing?" And the guy was like, "Yo, like, for me, he didn't even say sorry or like try to hide his phone. He was like, "Yo, like, for me, you messing it up. Like, she's getting away."
What was he gonna do with that footage? Like,
yo, you'll be surprised. In Times Square, people will actually take pictures with you, like random tourists and stuff like that, and post it on these crazy sites and shit. Yeah, yeah, man, you never know.
Might end up on a porn website. But I got a question for the ladies.
You see one of those videos?
Unfortunately, no, I didn't go look for it. I didn't look for it.
But it was on a porn explore page.
That got me. You know what? When you click on it, everything pop up.
I don't know. I'm a Christian, sir. I don't watch porn.
I'll tell you.
Did you watch the video?
No, I did not. That got me tight.
Did you watch the preview on the thumbnail?
No way. Yo, y'all are sick. All right,
back to the question. I'm not going to ask
it. All
right. Okay, so hypothetically speaking, right? Let's say you guys have a boyfriend, and then you tell your boyfriend you're going to Staples with your aunt to print stuff, but you have on a tight sundress and your cleavage is exposed. Is that, like, should he, you think that's an appropriate outfit for Staples, or should he even say anything to approach you? And I want the fellas' input in that too.
That's just very specific.
I know somebody that happened to.
That's just my outfit of the day, truthfully. Like, if I'm wearing the tight sundress with my cleavage out, then that's what it
to
is.
To go to Staples.
To go to Staples. Wait, to go to the corner store.
And then go back home.
But, babe, what about my relationship with you?
Exactly.
Do you understand? I feel like if a woman is like willingly, what if, like you said, like if I want my breast out, I'll walk out. Feel me? Your body. I feel like I say this every episode. Women body are like, y'all are like, feel me? Even though it shouldn't be that way, it is. Y'all body are seen as just more sexualized and more sacred object than a male's body. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yo, babes, like, if I'm, feel me? Like, feel me? You my queen, and I don't want you out here like this. Like, you some regular gal, because if I wanted some regular girl, I would have been, feel me, with some.
But right, but the thing is, like, even if I'm your girl, I'm not your property. Like, I don't belong to you. But so I still have the flexibility to dress and be the way that I desire.
If there was a pants, like some pants, right? If the male body was, like, sexualized, if there was some magic pants with a hole that we could just put out.
Oh, he taking off the jacket.
If we could, yeah, feel me, cause I don't know if y'all could say stuff like this on y'all stuff.
Yeah.
Feel me? And you could put your, what you call it, through the hole and walk around the street like, look at me, world. You guys would not want that.
But I mean, men already have the liberty to walk, like, jog around shirtless and whatnot.
But it's not seen as, ooh la la. Like, feel me? Huh?
I've seen a lot.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
man. Seen a man masturbate on the train just yesterday.
Okay. You, what?
Yeah.
That's like late night,
that is disgusting.
No, it was in the morning, actually.
Before.
A morning bus off on the train?
5-4 a.m. type of thing?
No, it's 6 a.m. It was around 7 in the morning, around the time.
In front of everybody?
Yeah.
Was he making eye contact? And that's crazy.
No, he was, like, sleeping and doing it.
Before before Ant goes, I want to say something. I want to touch on that topic when you was like, what he's saying with Staples about, like, your girl going out. I mean, my personal opinion, I look at it as some women, I mean, their body is their art. Like, that's how I look at it. Like, maybe she just want to go outside and look good because that's just how, that's her art. So I don't blame female for, like, dressing how they dress. Like,
the two rebuttals I would like to make after listening to all of this,
took your coat out of coat.
Was one, you are 100% right to say if I want my boob out, I'll have my boob out.
Okay,
but what about what your significant other wants?
Not even what
if
wants,
he doesn't want
you. Wait, don't say that, because then they're going to try to say we're controlling.
No, but
hold on, we got to huddle up first.
No, it is true. Want is the wrong word, but it's like,
what makes him feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, the same way that you have your preferences, if you're in a relationship, both your preferences become a thing. As to you said, your girl is not your property, but when you're with somebody and there's your significant other, two becomes one. Mm-hmm. You are mine, I am yours, which is your problem, is my problem, my problem is your problem. So I feel like it should be an even playing field. And
I blame the city girls.
If you, me too. No. If
the
you
who,
a fella,
the who girls, the who,
the city girls. I blame them for all this madness happening.
If you a guy and your girl telling you not to do A and B and C, and you not, and you do that to your girl, I feel like she should respect. You know, like it depends. Like if I like Mike, for instance, his girl told him, the one he was talking about, to stop playing basketball. Now,
what? No, that's beast.
You tripping.
Oh, God. You went through a lot.
Right, that right there.
Good,
join the
that
military.
Right there, you, no, like, you bugging. You telling me.
He loves basketball.
You telling me to stop being me.
Yeah,
and, like, with his point about the sundress, if you just at home chilling and your mom, like, yo, come with me to Staples real quick, I don't think you should feel the need to get super dressed up to go for a quick.
What if it's really hot?
If she had it on already, then yeah, you had it on already.
You can't
That's
have
what
those
you
kind of prerequisites.
Nah, because
you cannot.
Hold on. So I could. So in that case, let's say hypothetically, me as a man, I could wear my gray sweats to go anywhere then.
Yeah.
With my whole y'all seen gray sweats? Y'all seen that?
So you telling me you
with
telling
my
me
whole meat hanging out?
I'll get dressed up to go do my laundry.
It's
down the block. I don't care. I don't go outside.
Like, a lot of girls don't have y'all perspective. A lot of girls don't have y'all perspective.
These are three really different, better females.
I like y'all. Gray sweats for all men. I like.
But it's like, so you telling me if your boyfriend was like, "Yo, my moms want me to go to C-Town, and C-Town is down the block." He throwing his flyest, best outfit.
Do
best,
you, baby? Best cologne, do you?
Ice, just looking beautiful.
All right. So check this, right? All
it's
right.
Excessive, but if that's what you want, go for it. Do
I,
you?
I want you, lovely queens, to answer this question for me here. This is the ultimate da 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 da. Right? in my relationship and anybody who I'm with, I know I'm a faithful dude. Even on breaks, even on breakups after like a month and change. That's why I'm with you, feel me? That's why I'm with you. Cause ask Glass right here. With me and my shorty off, I'm still solid. You feel me? Cause you never know. Plus, you know, your friend is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always
So you a dummy too?
Not a dummy, but feel me. I know, feel me, I know the things I wouldn't do in a relationship, even on and off, cause me and her been together for so long, it's like I know it's disrespectful and I know it's not. You know what I'm saying? Look back to my question. In any relationship, blah, blah, blah. I don't dance at parties, but I don't want you dancing at parties. Is that controlling?
If there was a conversation that was had and we both agreed and compromised on this, then no, that's not controlling.
Yeah. What if there's no compromise?
If there's no compromise, then why are we together? Like, that's not a relationship.
Okay. But what if, like, it's other stuff? Like, we like each other.
No, but what if you don't, what if you don't talk about it?
Wait, I'm a little confused on the question. So.
All right, so boom. Here's, I see dancing in a party.
You see her dancing?
No, I see like the dancing in the party. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not that old school, we in front of each other getting crazy, face to face crazy. I'm behind you and we're doing the slowest of wines. You feel me?
It's basically
sex with clothes on. And as
dry humping.
As a Jamaican man, I take pride in my dancing. You feel me? I take pride in my dancing as a Jamaican man. Mm-hmm. I get crazy. And I know it could get crazy at times. So I see that as like a sexual, like a girl rubbing her behind on the front of me and stuff like that.
Like, I mean, what you trying to say, like, I get what you're saying. Like, no lie. Like, I feel where you're coming from. Because, like, a lot of females won't think, like, oh, it's not a big deal. Like, sis, you got to understand. Like, I got to deal with him telling his mans, yo, I dance with his girl.
And that's a different dance. You getting a little
exactly. Hard. And then she don't understand that. So now you gotta break it down on her. You gotta be like, yo, like he probably telling his mans, like, yo, he did to her. You feel me? So it's like,
But she's going home with you. That doesn't matter.
You wanna look at it.
Listen, okay.
You say look. I'm talking about the. Right, yeah, but imagine going to. And I know it's couples out there that do this because I'm a bouncer at a bar. So like couples will pull up and then they'll split up and like I be seeing the crazy. They be kissing other people, but that's different. Yeah, wild stuff. But better than me. But feel me. I will see like feel me. It's like you're whining on me. Feel me. Mm-hmm. Like you rubbing your butt on me. I'm rubbing my front on you. I might get a little excited because, for me, the friction going on. Yeah, that's why I'm excited, for me. Like, and it's like, that's so disrespectful. I don't care what nobody say, like,
it's a fact.
About, like, that's wild disrespectful. You might as well go over there, take your hand, and rub his right down there. You might as well. That is disrespectful.
Well. Well, with me, I can't dance, so if I go to a party with my significant other, you know, I feel like I'm not gonna be like ruining her fun because I just be standing in the corner, not gonna lie.
So she could dance with other dudes and you're standing and watch.
I mean, I don't want her to OD though.
That's like cuckling.
I don't want her to dance with like feel me like 10 to 15 different guys. Like,
but she could dance with a few.
Yeah, like a handful.
You're a better man than me, I guess.
Because like, because it's not fair to her. Because I'm just standing around, like, and you, like, she, if she wants to have fun, I feel like it's fair to her just to be attached to my hip the whole
all semester. We've been going to parties, lit, and I've been having fun without dancing.
Yeah, me too. But I mean, not everybody has fun the same way.
Dancing is part of my culture, yeah. Man. Like, I used to be in like a little like mini dance crew, like doing all those dances and stuff. And then it's like you like, and when me and a couple guys, I'm not gonna mention names because they all, you know, married or got girls right now. When we used to all go out, it's like we all used to go and like whine on girls, not to get erect, you know, and all, because I'm just saying that's not our motive. Like, yo, let me see which girl get my. That's not it. It's like it's part of my culture growing up. It's like, yo, we're at a party, we're having fun, we whine into this. Like, I'm not erect at all. Like dancing with a girl, I could control myself. So I'm saying,
whoa,
like,
what are you trying to
I'm
say?
No offense to you, bro. No,
I'm not saying
you,
I can't control myself, but I'm saying, like, for the it other does, party,
it
you
does
know
happen
saying?
Though. It does happen because it happened
like
to me before.
Like, you feel me? A girl will look back like, I give the head nod and you give her the
head nod.
Then you know what I'm saying?
And then you slowly pull up your
pants. Yeah, you pull up your pants, and then she find you again, you feel me? And it's a disrespectful act. It's for the single folks, not the people.
But, like...
I think you can't... Go ahead. Yeah, I would say, personally, like, I wouldn't want my boyfriend going out and dancing with other girls if they're doing it in a sexual manner.
Thank you.
But, at the same time, is he not supposed to dance at all? Like, is he supposed to just stay attached to the
You can
Millie
rock. You can Millie rock. There's songs that come on.
Chicken Noodle Soup.
The Cha-Cha Electric Slide. It's songs that come on at a party for solo dancers. You feel me? You don't gotta be behind a girl.
You get like ready songs.
Yeah.
And for the party songs, because I'm Trinidadian. I'm Trinidadian.
You could bob
so
your
head. I'm getting it.
You could bob your head to every single song.
Look, they got a simple dance for people that can't dance. You know, you step one, step back, step one.
Cabbage patch is always in fashion.
Are you kidding me? With the, no girlfriend
Especially
of mine.
You put your hands on the floor. You basically
imagine
having wild sex with
yo,
him in clothes.
Yo, imagine. All right, because I go, for me, I go to college upstate. Imagine a dude, I'm with my girl. A dude see my girl like, damn, I want her, but Marcus with her, feel me? But he catching a party, and he get to put her hands on her waist. And, no, sir, you're not going to disrespect me like that. Cause I'm gonna, you feel me? I got a point now.
You
ain't going to do
that.
No, not her. I'm talking about the dude.
No,
I ain't talking to my woman like that, feel me? But the dude, feel me? You never know, like, and you walk with your girl, and dudes think it's then it's going to be a, well, not for me. I'm talking for other guys. Feel me?
Nah, I know where you're coming from.
I don't take this back. Dude's going to think it's okay, like, now it's head nods and shit because you caught a dance. For me, we all been there. A girl gives us a wicked wine, now we want her to be our friend.
And it's
now.
Like, building on your
That's
point.
That's a fact. Like, I've been there, bro.
Come on, stick with me, y'all.
Building on your point. Come on, everybody flirts. Everybody flirt.
Not me. I'm a celebrity. People just like me.
Good. Look, man, everybody has those. You could be the most faithful person in the world and just get a quick 20-second flirt. I've seen it happen with my most faithful. Like, people flirt. That's what people do. It's just you're not doing nothing wrong. You don't even got to flirt in a sexual way. You know you can flirt with mannerisms, and I feel like aura is a real
body
thing.
Language.
Body language. Yeah, all that can be flirtation. So I feel like if you my girl and, you know, we are one, the fact that you got somebody gripping on your hips passionately, slowly grinding with you with his genital on your butt.
Imagine getting doggered. Imagine the doggering.
Yo, my shoulder not getting doggered.
Oh, why? Never. She can dance, though.
Never.
She can dance,
Listen. When you pelt waist, when all you does pelt waist and all your daggering, two different thing, buddy. Two different thing, there, buddy.
No. So no, what's the difference? She dancing at the party.
No,
still
like
a
you gotta get the slow wine. Like, why ain't fast for me?
Nah.
And then she wanna do. She wanna do tricks. She wanna do TikTok and shit like that.
There's a two different thing, yo.
Yo, alright. So we gonna wrap it up a little bit. For me, we gonna wrap it up a little bit.
That's daggering.
Yeah, yo, as room 3228,
yes.
I want y'all to, as women, give our women listeners, like, you know, like, what are signs to look out for in controlling relationships, our healthy ways to remove themselves or to address that situation, and then the guys, we're going to go about it our way, and then, for me, we gonna. So, y'all.
Oh, that had to start.
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right, I'll just
like anything off the top, freestyle it for me. Like, look out for.
I think in the beginning, when guys come off a little bit too strong, when they kind of like give you so many gifts and tell you you're really beautiful and pretty, like in the very beginning, like that's where it kind of starts. Because then after a while, they start like having you feel as if they love you so much that you can't kind of live without them. So I feel like those are like the first few signs you should probably look for, and just like be careful, because even then things that like sometimes it might not be ill intentions in the beginning, but down the line you're caught up in something you never thought you would be in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to add on to that, I'd say when you're in a relationship, yes, you have to make sacrifices to make sure that your significant other feels comfortable. But at the same time, don't feel like you're losing yourself. And mm-hmm. if you do feel like you're sacrificing something that's really important to you, such as the way you dress or the way you feel when you're or like activities that you're participating in, then you shouldn't be in that relationship. And that's how you know that you're being controlled mm-hmm. if you don't feel happy and you don't feel like you're actually doing the things that you're passionate about.
And kind of to piggyback on what both of them said, I think communication for me and my relationship now and just in general in all my relationship has been the key part of kind of articulating the things that I want and I don't want. So don't be afraid to tell your partner that you're not okay with this, you're not okay with that, and have reasons for why that is, and then tell them how they can proceed to change those behaviors and tell them what they can lose at the expense of not being willing to listen to what you have to say. So I think communication is one of the key things or ways to kind of express how you're feeling about things to prevent abusive situations.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Fellas, talk to the fellas. Well, I'm a pick because definitely you. Feel me? Because you done know. Jody. And yeah, aunt. So I should have just said everybody except Glass. I should have done that, but I'm sorry.
Ouch.
Alright. So I'm pretty. I think you're the closer, for real. Give us some words of wisdom. You got to plug your Instagram one more time, bro.
Y'all got a minute each.
All right, so I'm going to make this, like, probably shorter than that. But I feel like if you feel like you need to control your significant other, as you guys said, don't be with them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense. Because at the same time in life, without control, I mean, not without control, whoa, without love. Sorry, that went left.
No. Show us but without, who you really are.
Like, I believe love, when it comes with true love, that comes with trust. Like, I have a girlfriend that's all the way in California. We in a long-distance relationship. So it's like, I don't do certain things out here, even though I could do. But I'm not saying I will. I don't want to, because I'm a faithful man. Amen. But
black
men
don't cheat. Let's talk about it.
That's another episode.
That's a little different, but yeah, I just say, like, you once you guys have love and respect for each other, there's boundaries you don't cross, and there's boundaries that you compromise. I don't go to parties like that because I like to dance, and if she showed me, like, she doesn't like me dance with other people, so in order to take myself out that temptation, I don't do that. So it's all about the compromise and the trust.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
@Dotbugs_IG one time for one time. Make better music than your favorite artist. But fellas, man, you gotta look out for women too. Just look out for the people that wanna make you put in way more effort than they put in, and then when you try to explain it to them, reverse the situation on them. If somebody makes it all about them, then they obviously not all about you.
Short and sweet.
@Dotbugs_ one more time.
Go ahead and then.
I think love is not enough, and talk is cheap. So actions. That's it.
I like that.
Can I just close with a quote? This one girl told me when I was a little younger. She was a little older than me. She said, "Love is an illusion. It's just something made up by the heart to combat loneliness."
Y'all in here trying to
write poetry too, bro?
Yo, man, look, I write it all, man.
So feel me, I guess the way I'm gonna close it, I probably might be wrong. I don't know. I feel like you shouldn't just try to end it just because somebody don't agree with your lifestyle. There should be a conversation. Mm-hmm. That conversation, even if it has to be a conversation that happens multiple times, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's just like what you're willing to do for that relationship. If you don't want to be in that relationship, find the quickest argument, I'm out. You don't agree with this? I'm playing. But you feel me? I feel like that conversation has to be had. It's always important. Like we've been saying, we've been preaching, communication is key. You know what I'm saying? So talk about it. I feel like you should talk about it. Try to get that person to see your point. Like very, you know, not aggressively, but try to see. And then if y'all can't meet a resolve, then I think you guys should, you know what I'm saying, break it off or like, try other people or whatever the case may be.
Can I add on to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like I'm saying, like relationship wise, like I think acknowledgement defines relationships. Like you gotta, like for example, I'm gonna just keep it brief. Like say you had a girl and you bring her like flowers home. Maybe she won't feel it like how say you send a flower guy to her job, and then he walks in and walk past all the other females, and then he brings it to her, and then she gonna come home, and she gonna be like, she gonna have that big ass jelly ass smile on her face, like, oh, you did that for me, you know? Yeah. So I just think acknowledgement.
Facts. So have that conversation. Try to respect your significant other enough to like try to hear them out. You don't gotta see their point. I ain't saying see their point, but okay. I mean, but like try to see their point, whatever the case may be. So I'm gonna have y'all close it out. Just tell the people where they could find your podcast, a little bit about your podcast, episodes y'all got, upcoming episodes, what y'all plan, where y'all plan on being in the podcasting world. This and the third.
Yeah, thank you, first of all, for having us on here. We're so grateful. Yeah, it's the first collab. You guys are awesome. This is a great conversation. I don't think we all agree with everything, but I think we got some good back and forth of it.
A general understanding, you know.
Yeah, but we appreciate you guys helping us because we're still getting it started and still figuring it out and everything. Exactly. So it's only the start for us. But you guys can follow us at Welcome to Room 3228 on Instagram. Uh-huh. We're still getting our Facebook and all that other stuff set up. We're on Spotify. We have our first episode up and running, the introduction. Yes. The second promo video will be released this Friday. So stay tuned for that.
Yes. And then the second episode next Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're way more on top of things than we are.
So. Hopefully. I don't know about that.
We went 4 months, 5 months without posting that episode. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's not easy, though, because we're all in school still as well. So it's hard to find time where that fits. Uh-huh. But you can also follow us on our private Instagrams. My Instagram is Anita, like Anita. Three H's. N-E-E-T. Three A's.
Uh-huh. You can follow me on Instagram at Anne Marie, A-N-N-M-A-R-I-E, Gaidos, G-A-J-D-O-S. Mm. Follow me.
I'm not sure if I want anybody to follow me.
Wow, bougie.
Well, if you have to. It's Chanel, C-H-A-N-E-L, .Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And tell them where they go. Oh, no, go ahead.
No.
We're going to do our last plug, but no, finish.
Oh, yeah, I was going to do the sign up?
Yeah.
All right, quick, so they can do it. Quick, for me, I want to hear they sign up.
Yeah, y'all could find me on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and a lot of other stuff I can't remember. But at Fragmented Tech Talk, and I'd definitely like to have all y'all on because this is dope. Appreciate y'all. You can follow me on Instagram at jfrancis22, maybe. jfrancis22.
A lot of numbers. All right. Y'all do y'all. I want to hear the sign up.
Yeah. I'm Anita.
I'm Anne Marie.
I'm Chanel.
And we're the.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. That was such a
That's a lot of pressure. It's a little quiet. So we're not even going to look at y'all. Yeah, everybody look somewhere else and y'all do y'all thing. Everybody close your eyes. All right. Okay.
Oh, hey. I'm Anne Marie.
I'm Chanel.
I'm Anita. And we're the girls of Room 3228.
Oh, man. So feel me, it's your boy Marcus, man. We about to get out of here. Thanks for tuning in. If you tune in, you like what you heard. Tune in and like it some more. If you tune in, you absolutely hate what you heard. Tune in and hate it some more. This I heard some shit today. You just heard a lot of shit today, man. Give your IGs so real quick.
Real_LA_Glass41.
Ant.Bugs_, you can find me on Apple Music, Spin Real, SoundCloud, Ant Bugs. There's this other guy, he's from Harlem, but that's not me, he's fake.
I guess I'll say it again, JFrancis22. JFrancis22.
Yeah, you can add me at YoungMike_DC_11.
Their time is the charm.
Facts, damn. I already know my Instagram. I don't need to give y'all. Follow the IG page. I heard some shit today. Thanks for tuning in, man. We out of here.
Yes, sir.
It's on Spotify and SoundCloud right now.
What are we doing?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're always looking for guests, so we're definitely down.
Give us your information.
I like that conversation. Yeah. Bitch, I'm really timeless. I cannot waste no time, bitch, I'm really timeless. I cannot leave my houses without diamonds. All the pieces on my watches, jump out it. Chains, faces on the watches, now they frowning. I probably spent 100,000 on fly shit. QP spent 100,000 on mileage. Bruce Lee, kick it with me, I be styling. Two-seater Bentley and it's topless. And she's topless, naked bitch driver. Papers in front of, wrapped around sour. I cannot waste no time, bitch, I'm really timeless. I cannot waste no time, bitch, I'm really grinding. If I ever said I love you, I was lying.